计划。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share about the plan of evangelism.
上一堂胡传道跟我们分享了怎么样推动宣道，他着重在这个个人宣道方面。
So in the last session, Pastor Hu had shared with us how to mobilize evangelism in the aspect of personal evangelism.
的确啊，我们有很多的宣道活动，有时候看不到慕道朋友。
It is true that we don't see a lot of truth seekers or visitors coming to our evangelical event.
原因就是很少人在做个人宣道的活动。
That is because there are not a lot of us who are doing personal evangelical work.
但是我们现在换一个角度来想，就是说，有时候慕道者少，是因为我们弟兄姐妹啊，可能觉得这个活动啊，不能够吸引他的朋友们。
Looking at another perspective, sometimes the evangelical event doesn't have a lot of visitors because brothers and sisters feel that this event cannot really attract their friends.
所以我们做一个圣工人员呢，我们也要试着做一些宣道的计划，能够对慕道朋友更有吸引力。
As a holy worker, we need to organize events with good planning so that it can actually attract our true seekers.
所以我们要想想怎么来做计划。
We need to think about how to plan for evangelical
work. 那我们的讲义上面呢，这是中文的哈，英文没有，中文的二十二页他特别先提到说几个鼓励我们的一些思考的问题了哈。
So in our handout, it tells us some points that we can think about.
我们来看撒母耳记上的十七章二十九节。First Samuel chapter 17 verse 29. 撒母耳记上十七章二十九节。
First Samuel chapter 17,
verse
29.
十七章二十九节，大卫说：“我做了什么呢？我来岂没有缘故吗？”大卫说：“他到一个战场是有原因的。”
David said that there's a reason for him to go into battle.
神送我们来到美国也是有原因的。
There's a reason why God has sent us to America.
神就是希望能够把这个福音借着我们能够带给这一块土地。
God would like to have us spread the gospel to this land.
这个作者要我们想一想就是说我们的人生真的很短暂哦。
So the author of this book tells us that our life is very short.
我们来看提摩太前书的六章第六节。
Let us turn to First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6.
提摩太前书六章第六节到第八节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6 through 8.
六章六节到八节。
Verse 6 through 8.
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力的。第七节。
7.
因为我没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，有衣有食就当知足。我们人生真的什么东西都没有带来，也不能带什么去。
It is true that we brought nothing into this world, and we will not bring anything out.
所以所罗门王说，活在世上你仔细想，是虚空的虚空了。
Therefore, Solomon claims that it is meaningless to live in this world.
所以人一定要接上永恒敬拜神才不会虚空。
And in order to make this life not to be meaningless, we need to be connected to eternity.
所以我们要把我们主耶稣的盼望带给这个虚空的人生。
We need to bring this hope of salvation or eternity into our meaningless life.
虽然你的生命，人的生命是虚空短暂的。
Even though human life is short and meaningless.
但是你的生命却是精彩无比的。
But it is full of life.
你的生命你自己因为我们有主耶稣的关系我们有不同的生命
Our life is full of vitality because we have Jesus Christ.
我们来看提摩太后书的四章第七节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
提摩太后书四章第七节。
Let's turn to Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
保罗说：“美好的仗他已经打过了。”
I have fought the good fight, stated Paul.
当保的路他已经跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
所信的道他已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
所以从今以后有公义的冠冕为他存留。
Finally, there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
所以你有一个美好的仗要打。
We have a fight that we need to go through.
这个中文叫美好，就这个仗是值得你打的啦。
That means this battle is worth our fight.
它是叫 beautiful fight 吗？
It's a good fight.
那你有要跑的路程了。
And there is a race that we need to run.
那个路程是不知道的路你没有跑过。
This race is an unknown race that we have never gone before.
但是你靠着神，你可以跑得很好。
But through God's help, we are able to finish.
我们有守信的道
We have a faith that we need to keep.
所以你的人生是精彩的。
Therefore, our life is full of vitality.
这一条路主耶稣已经跑过了。
This race have been run by our Lord Jesus.
这条路保罗已经跑过了。
And Paul has also run this race.
他们两个都有充实的生命。
Both of them had an abundant life.
他们都有精彩的人生啊。
They both have a life of vitality.
所以他们的生命不可以叫做虚空的。
Therefore, their life are not called meaningless.
虽然是短暂的。
Even though it was short.
但是他们却能够活出生命的火花。
But they were able to have a spark in their life.
所以我们也可以效法耶稣基督，效法保罗。
We can imitate both of them.
所以你的生命也可以是亮丽的。
So that our life will be brilliant.
你的生命是有意义，有方向，有盼望的。
So that our life could be meaningful and have a direction and light, and hope.
因为你可以把神的生命带给别人啊。
Because we're able to bring this life to other people.
我们看以弗所书二章的第十节。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书二章的第十节。
Verse 10.
二章第十节，我们原是他的工作。
For we are his workmanship.
是在基督耶稣里造成的。
Created in Christ Jesus for good works.
为要叫我们能够行善。
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
就是神所预备叫我们行的。是神预备叫我们行的，所以我们被拣选是有个目的的。
So there's a reason why we were chosen.
我们是神的工作。
We are his work.
我们真的是要行善的。
Therefore, we're prepared to do good works.
最大的善事莫过于救人的灵魂呢。
The greatest good work is to save people's soul.
所以我们要来成全神的工作。
Therefore, we need to fulfill this work of God.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书二章的第四节。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonica.
帖撒罗尼迦前书二章的第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
这边有一句话很感动我。
There is a phrase here that touched me.
二章的第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
但神既然验中了我们。
And since God uses approved, since we're approved by God.
We are approved. 这好像 quality control 一样了。
There's a quality control here.
神已经给你，就是已经选择你了，已经验中你了。
So God has chosen us and we are approved by God.
就把福音托付给我们。
He entrusted us with the gospel.
所以神在拣选你的时候就验中你要把这个福音托付给你。
So when God has chosen us, he has entrusted us with the gospel.
所以我们就照样的讲啊。
Therefore we should speak.
那神就会跟我们同在啊。
Then the Lord will be with us.
所以保罗说我们敬重我们的职分啊。
That's why Paul said we need to respect our ministry.
所以我们要去把这个托付把它实行出来。
We need to be able to implement what we have been
entrusted. 所以圣经讲你们要去传福音给万民听，要去。
The Bible said go and preach to all nations.
去，这就是一个 action 啊。
Go is an action word.
所以刚刚胡传道谈到一个伯恩帕教一个柬埔寨的姐妹。
Pastor Hu mentioned that there was a Cambodian sister.
真的，我常常对她传福音的热忱我真的很感动。
I was very touched by her zeal in preaching the gospel.
我听到一个见证就是说她到超级市场上她会先默祷说主你告诉我哪一个是你的羊让我眼睛看得见。
I heard her testimony that when she goes to the grocery store, she would pray in silence and ask God to show her his sheep.
那一打开眼睛神就感觉她就是个人就是这个人。
And when she opens her eyes and whoever she sees, she will preach.
她包包里面都是传单
She has a lot of gospel tracts
inside her
purse. 那个人
已经要离开那个 supermarket 了，要离开了。
When the person is about to leave the supermarket.
他红灯闯红灯，他闯过去，他跟着闯红灯追过去。
And when that person ran through a red light, she also ran through the red light just to catch up to that person.
那个现在已经受洗，那个弟兄说他有一点吓一跳，这个人为什么要跟着我来呢？
And that brother actually has come to our church and believe now, and he mentioned that he was shocked by that sister.
就过去跟他讲说你是基督徒吗？你是个好人我要传福音给你，就类似这样的话。
She went over to that person and said, "Are you a Christian? You seem like a good person. I want to preach the gospel to you."
就是讲很简单的话，就带他来聚会了。
She just spoke something simple and then brought him to church.
所以我觉得伯恩教会有时候他们晚上一个晚上礼拜晚上的布道会有多少43个慕道朋友。
During one of the Friday nights of the evangelical service in Bowen Park, they have 43 true seekers.
那么因为他们这样的人很多了，很会做这种个人宣道的人很多。
Because they have a lot of people who were doing personal evangelism.
圣经上讲要去你要去传福音给万民听。
So the Bible tells us that we need to go and preach the gospel to all nations.
因为主已经验证我们了。
Because God has entrusted us with
the gospel. 把这个福音给我们了。
He has given us the gospel.
所以我们要把这个使命担负起来。
Therefore, we need to take up this commission.
我们美国一般来讲传福音的使命感没有很强。
It seems that our commission of preaching the gospel in the United States is not very strong.
那要从我们工人做起啦。
We need to start from us.
我们自己要做榜样哦。
We need to set good examples.
我刚刚听到那个胡传道叫那个见证，我很感动。
When I heard about the testimony by preacher Hu, I was very touched.
坐在飞机，他就想跟人家分享。
When he was on the airplane, he preached the gospel.
所以我们要有这个心智哦，愿意分享。
We need to have this determination to be willing to share.
好，我看我们那个伯恩教有几个弟兄。
I observed that there are a few brothers in Bowen Park Church.
他已经半退休了，没有在工作了。
They're kind of retired.
他每天去哪里呢？
Where do they go every day?
他去那个 community center 啊，去打 snorkel 啊。
They go to the community center to play pool.
哎，那他其实他真的去打撞球，他是去运动身体啊。
He went there to exercise.
那其实他就是利用那个机会，就带很多人来到教会啊。
And through that, he brought a lot of people to church.
带了一个西班牙亚亚亚啊，带一个西班牙裔的来。
He brought
他是个中国人。
Hispanic, Chinese.
他是个中国人，带个西班牙裔的过来。
He a Chinese brought a Hispanic to church.
那个人来久了，哎，那就被拣选了。
And after that person came to church for a while, he was chosen.
所以我觉得没什么秘诀，就是去啊，去跟人家讲，去介绍。
So there is no secret actually, just go and tell people about the gospel.
所以啊。这边跟我们讲啊，就是说，我来这边岂是没有缘故的呢
？That's why David said, "Is there not a cause that I am here on the battlefield?"
啊，所以我们要想一想，我们这是有使命的。
We need to think about the fact that we are commissioned.
第二点，我们来谈一谈你的兄弟在哪里
？Secondly, I want to share with you this question: Where is your brother?
我们看马太福音二十五章四十五节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章四十五节。
Verse 45.
马太福音二十五章四十五节。
Chapter 25, verse 45.
二十五章四十五节，王要回答说：“我实实在在告诉，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不做在我弟兄中一个最小的身上，就不做在我身上了。”请读。
Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it." In one of these little, least of these, you did not do it to me.
所以我们要去找一个最小的弟兄啊，坐在他身上。
Therefore, we need to find the least brother and do it onto him.
去找到这些人来爱他们，来传福音给他们。
We need to find these people and preach to them.
神啊，问该隐一个问题。
God asked Cain a question.
你的兄弟在哪里
？Where's your brother?
该隐说：“我岂是看管我兄弟的呢
？”Cain said, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
其实我们不应该这样回答了。
We should not reply this way.
我们要去把我们的兄弟找出来。
We need to find our brothers.
那后来来信耶稣的，这个都是我们的兄弟啊。
And the people who come to believe afterwards are our brothers.
那你去哪里找到这些人呢
？How did we find these brothers?
他们到底在哪里呢
？Where are they right now?
经上讲他们在世界各个层面。
The Bible tells us that they're everywhere in this world.
我们看启示录的十四章第六节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14, verse 6.
启示录十四章第六节。
Revelation 14, verse 6.
十四章第六节。
Verse 6.
我又看见另外一位天使会在空中，有永远的福音要传给住在地上的人，就是各国、各族、各方、各民。这个福音要传给各国、各族、各方、各民。
The gospel is to preach to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people.
所以我基本上小弟的认为是说，你的工作旁边那个人都是神要有 potential， 神要借着你拣选的人。
Basically, whoever next to you, that's the people that you need to preach to.
那你们家打扫的那些墨西哥人。
The people who come to your house to clean.
你去市场遇到的那些人。
The people that you met in grocery store.
就是各国各族各方各民的人呐。
They are every nation, tribe, tongue, and people.
你想想看，你到 LA downtown 去啊。
When you go to LA downtown,
你看到不同人种的人
you will see different types of people.
你到不同的，你在找房子，到不同的 town， 你发现到不同的 town 有不同的族裔的人。
When you go look at different houses, you'll find that different places have different kind of ethnic groups.
所以我们的教会不可以只局限在中国人的族群啊。
We cannot only keep our evangelical work within the Chinese people.
我们要真的要扩出去哦。
We need to step out.
那这些人呢，其实很多都是被恶者诱惑的人呢。
A lot of these people are under the control of the wicked one.
他们真的是不认识神的。
They do not know God.
我们看以弗所书二章的第二节。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2.
以弗所书二章的第二节。
Ephesians 2:2.
二章第二节。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
第三节
Verse 3.
我们从前也都在他们中间呢，放纵肉体的私欲了。
Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh.
随从肉体和心中所喜欢的去做了。
Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
本来是可怒的儿子。
We were by nature children of wrath,
跟别人是一样的
just as the others.
所以这些很多人这样的人很多人其实以后成为我们的弟兄啊
A lot of these people described here will become our brothers.
真的他们很难控制自己嘞
They cannot control themselves.
你看那个 Tiger Wood, Tiger
If you look at Tiger Wood,
这个人这么有钱
He has so much money.
老婆这么漂亮
He has such a beautiful wife.
他是个模特儿啊
She is a model.
啊，这样他还不满足。
Yet he is still not satisfied.
你看他的那些报道啊，实在是很实在是很 typical 的世上的人呐、啊。
If you look at the articles about him, you will see that he's just a typical man in this world.
心里都很空啊。
Because his heart is empty.
没有主耶稣哦，心里都很空啊。
If he does not have Jesus Christ in there, he's empty.
啊，其实有这些人，后来他们也成为我们的信徒啊。
And so some of these people who are empty will become our brothers.
找到主耶稣基督之后，他们心中就有满足。
If they have Jesus Christ in their heart, then they will become.
真的，我知道有些世上的人真的很可怜呢。
So a lot of people in this world are pitiful.
最近遇到一位最近来受洗的。
I recently met a person who just baptized recently.
我就很不了解为什么他受洗之前一直跟我讲一句话。
I did not understand why he kept telling me one thing before he was baptized.
传道我有枪哦。
Pastor, I have a gun.
他常常遇到我就说传道我有枪、啊。
Every time he sees me, he says, Pastor, I have a gun.
我实在不懂他为什么讲这句话。
I don't know why he would say that to me.
后来他受洗之后，我问他说：“你为什么一天到晚跟我讲你有枪啊？”
So after he was baptized, I asked him why he always say that.
传道，我告诉你，我没有信耶稣的时候，我太太叫个流氓哦，拿一支枪哦抵住我的头。
He said, before I was baptized, Pastor, there was a person who would put a gun on my head.
哦，那时候气死了，我就立志我要练习打枪。以后谁这样子对我，我就去打死他。
就是他的 wife，
他外有叫一个人哈、哦，一块蛋哦，拿枪抵着头。
His wife asked somebody to point him with a gun, so he was so angry that he started practicing how to use guns.
然后说呢，他很气啊，对他结过两次婚呐、啊，以前那两个老婆哦，那些坏蛋哦，只要给我机会，我一定要回去报仇啊。
And he said that if I had a chance, I'm going to go and beat up those guys.
可是。他信了耶稣之后，他不一样了。
But after he believed in Christ, he was different.
然后他祷告六次，掉眼泪。
He prayed six times and he shed tears.
然后神把爱放到他心里面。
God put love into his heart.
他说他现在不再恨人了。
Now he does not hate anybody.
以前一天到晚就想说他有枪，他要打人的。
In the past, he always thinks that he has guns that he need to revenge.
现在不会恨人了。
Now he does not hate them anymore.
这很奇妙啊。
It's amazing.
他祷告的时候。
When he prays,
看到主耶稣就站在他面前了。
He saw that Jesus Christ.
看到主耶稣钉十字架。
He saw that Jesus Christ.
他就觉得主耶稣很爱他。
He felt that Jesus Christ loved him.
他就不再恨人了。
So he does not hate anymore.
所以我们很多这些弟兄哦，就是他们原来就是随从这个世上的风俗，
so、
他们本来是可怒的儿子。
We have a lot of these brothers now who used to be the son of wrath in the past.
我们要去把他们找回来。
We need to find them.
有些人像迷羊啊。
Because they're the lost sheep.
有些人像迷羊。
Some people are like lost sheep.
我们看以赛亚书五十三章第六节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
我们把迷羊带回来。
We need to bring them back.
这有点迷羊啊，是本来是主耶稣的羊，一定要拣选的，他们走失了。
Some of these sheep belong to Jesus Christ, but they were lost, so we need to find them to come back.
五十三章第六节。
Chapter 53.
我们都如迷羊走，都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
神使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上了。
The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
但是我们很多朋友没有信耶稣，都是好像那些迷失的羊。
Many people who have not believed in Christ are like lost sheep.
本来是属神的啦。
They were originally belonging to God.
迷失在这个罪恶当中。
But they're lost in sins.
我刚提到那个西班牙裔的。
I mentioned the Hispanic person.
他以前真的是嗑药的。
In the past, he used drugs.
他以前是在街上流浪的那些坏蛋。
He used to straggle in the street.
这些人都很可怜，从小就没有爸爸。
It was very pitiful that he lost his father since young.
所以是迷失在罪恶里面的人。
So he was a person who was lost in sin.
后来是迷失在不同灵里面的人。不同，他们不叫，他们也说圣灵，但是那是不对的圣灵了。
He was also lost in the different spirit of errors.
真的，这个人来到我们当中啊。
When this person comes among us.
那祷告的声音哦，也是有圣灵哦。他说他有圣灵了。
He also prays in the spirit.
但是我们每个人都打个问号。
However, we question his spirit.
因为他的灵言跟我们不一样。
Because his spirit, his tongue was different.
后来有个工人呢、啊，在他祷告的时候啊。
And later on, there was a worker.
在他祷告的时候
，In his prayer，
他就默默的走过去，想说来赶赶看，不晓得是什么东西呀、啊。
He walked over to him and tried to cast away that spirit。
啊，没有跟他讲哦。
He didn't tell him。
啊，也不是很大声哦。
And he wasn't very loud either。
他就是走过去啊，用灵言祷告，啊，心里也没有讲出来哦，没有讲 In the name of Jesus cast out。那心里讲了，就这样祷告，帮他祷告这样子。
So the worker walked very quietly over and spoke in his heart silently to cast out the demon。
啊，结果就看他祷告不一样了。
And since then, he started praying differently.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so suddenly, his head dropped.
And then he did it again.
And then when the pastor did it again, his head dropped again. So that happened three times. And after the prayer, he told the pastor, Pastor,
我刚刚有三个鬼从我身上跑出去耶。
There were three spirits that came out from my body.
你刚刚是不是有帮我赶鬼啊？
Were you casting out demons?
他那没有讲啊。
The pastor didn't tell him.
他怎么会知道？
How did he know?
灵界真的很奇妙。
It is amazing.
他受洗起来之后，
After he was baptized,
当然受洗来看到宝血了。
He saw the precious blood of Jesus.
他说看受洗起来之后，觉得有个 veil， 有一个身上有个 veil 从他身上离开啊，就是现在看得很清楚了。
He said that when he came out from the water, he felt that there was a veil that was uncovered.
所以从前真的是迷失的，迷失在罪恶里面，迷失在不同的灵里面了。
So in the past, he was lost in different spirits.
这本来就是神的羊啊。
This was he is the sheep of God.
只是借着打那个 snooker 的弟兄把他带回来而已啊。
And he was brought back by the brother who was playing pool.
所以。我们真的有些迷羊在外面、哦、
We do have lost sheep outside.
这些人到最后都会到地狱里面去的。
These people were to go to Hades.
我们来看马可福音九章四十八节。
Let us turn to Mark.
啊，这个我们都很熟啊，这在描写地狱的可怕。
This is to describe the horror of Hades.
啊，四十八节说那里的虫是不死的。
Chapter 9.
马可福音九章四十八节。
Chapter 9, verse 48.
说那里的虫不死的。
The worm will never die.
那里的火是不灭的。
The fire is not quenched.
世上的人都要跑到那里去啊。
Everyone will be thrown there.
所以昨天 Lina 在谈到一个弟姐妹不敢传福音给人家。
So when last night we mentioned that there was a sister who did not want to preach to others.
因为她说呢，传了福音给她，她的那个她知道了，审判更重啊。
Because if that person knows the truth and does not believe, his punishment will be greater.
这个姐妹忘了一件事情。
The sister forgot one thing.
无论怎么样，这个人还是要下地狱的。
No matter what, this person will still go to hell.
那里的虫是不灭的。
And the worm does not die.
那里的火是不啊，对不起，那里的虫是不死的。
The worm does not die.
那里的火是不灭的。
The fire is not quenched.
那问题是什么？
What is the problem?
你看到那个有危险，你没有警告他，主耶稣找你算账。
If you see that person is in danger of this punishment, yet you do not remind him, then you are in trouble.
所以你自己选择咯。
Then you choose.
主耶稣找他算账，是找你算账了。
Is Jesus Christ going to punish you or him?
因为神说你是守望者啊。
Because you're the watchman.
哎，你守望者，你看到那个人要下地狱了，你不跟他讲。
If you're the watchman and you see that person is entering into hell,
那个人到地狱里面去控告你啊。
Then that person can accuse you.
那个人在世上的时候跟我在一起都不跟我讲有地狱啊。
And when I was still in earth, that person did not tell me about hell.
所以你要选择什么？
So what are you going to choose?
所以有时候道理。了解一半、哦、也不是太好了。
So it is not good when we only understand the truth halfway.
我们要全面性的了解。
We need to understand it completely.
我们要做引路的人呢、啊。 我们要做他们引导他们路的人。
We need to be the person who lead them.
耶稣说我是世上的光。
Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world.
主耶稣要我们在世上做光。
Jesus Christ wants us to be the light.
我们要引导他们的路啊。
We need to lead them in their
path. 无论得时不得时。
In season or out of season.
我看到伯恩教会有些人真的是他很 persistent 呢，真的无论怎么样，我就是要传给你啊。
I see that some people in the Bowen Park Church are very persistent, no matter what they have.
即使人家已经不欢迎他了。
Because sometimes people do not welcome.
他还是敲人家的门呢、啊。
They still knock on the door.
当然技巧不一定对。
Their method may not be right.
但是他的心呢、啊，给我感觉到就是他就是要他就是无论得是不是，他就是要去传这个事情了。
But their heart is very persistent that they want to preach in season and out of season.
所以我看到那个，我看这个弟兄啊，我们在 ASEAN Expo 之后呢，那个什么慕道者都在伯恩帕那边呢，他每一个打电话，每一个去送东西，每一个去敲门呢，几乎是这样子的。
I see that this brother after the Asian Expo, he would call up all the two seekers cards and go to their house.
感谢主，他没有工作了。
Thank God that he does not work.
这个就是他的工作、啊。
So this become his full-time work.
真的就是这个教会刚好有这么多这样的人呢、啊。
Since this church has a lot of this kind of people.
那所以你就看到晚上几乎每个晚上的布道会都二十几个慕道朋友，
you,
礼拜五比较特别了。
Then you see that there are about 20 some true seekers who come to the evangelical night.
所以不是没有原因的。
There is a reason.
是很多人他们被神的爱烧着了，他们就乐意去做这种事情。
A lot of people are compelled by the love of God. That's why they were doing.
我们是圣工人员呢，哦。
We are the holy worker.
我们也是要有使命的，哦。
We need to feel a sense of commission.
哦，或者是鼓励别人这样做，我们自己也这样做。
We need to encourage other people to preach, and we need to preach.
所以以赛亚书六章八节啊。
In Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8.
以赛亚这样讲。
Isaiah said,
我在这里
I am here.
请差遣我
Please send me.、
哦、所以我们要那个心智我在这里请差遣我
We need to have this heart that to say I am here, please send me.
所以我们圣工人员、哦、一定要加入 某些工作 either 是你宣道的事工或者是牧养的事工你要加入一些事工你要做受属的差遣
As holy worker, we need to join in either the work of pastoring or evangelizing.
那主要是要用你
The Lord Jesus Christ wants to use us.
你要做一个有意义的过一个精彩的人生。
We need to lead a life that is brilliant.
那我在做圣工，我觉得有一个比较大的挑战。
I face this challenge as I work in the church.
就是哦，宣道的工作比较 creative， 比较没有一定的 format， 你可以去 follow， 比较没有一定的方法，你可以去遵循了。
Evangelical work is more creative in that you can use any kind of format.
我看我们教会的牧养工作从早以来到现在如果你遵循这些教会已经设立好的这些规模啊，应该都可以做得好啊，牧养工作
And for pastoral work if we just follow the pattern that has been given to us then we can do a good job
我们的 RE 做得很好、啊
oh, RE is doing well
我们的访问啊，其实早期以来我们这些 pattern 都设立得很好、
and we have been doing a good job in visitation
就是在过去了因为在美国还是有它困难的地方
And this is in the past
那讲台我们如果做得好这个牧养的工作就羊就有草吃了
If we're able to do a good job in delivering sermons then our members will have spiritual food to partake
那宣道因为我们遇到不同的族群呢
But evangelical work we have different subjects or different nations or ethnic groups
那所以有时候就觉得他需要比较主耶稣给我们更多的智慧，比较有创意啊！哦
，We need the Lord to give us more wisdom so that we can be more creative.
所以我们要祷告，求神给我们一些策略、一些计划。
We need to ask God in our prayer to give us different plans.
我们现在已经从这个，我们刚刚从这个个人宣道，胡传道所说的跳到，我们怎么样做一个计划，让教会可以一起来。做这个计划，把宣道的工作做得更好。
So now, we have moved from what preacher who was teaching us this morning about personal evangelism to actually mobilizing evangelical work in the church and to plan for it.
要做计划呀。看箴言24章。
Let us turn to Proverbs 24.
24章第六节。
24:6.
24章第六节。
24:6.
24章第六节。
24:6.
你去打仗。要凭智谋，谋士众多，人便得胜。
For by wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in the multitude of counselors there's safety.
那所以我们要有一点策略。
We need to have a planning.
我们来看箴言十五章二十二节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 15.
十五章二十二节。
Verse 22.
十五章二十二节。
15:22.
不先伤意，手磨无效；磨事众多，手磨乃成。
Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established.
所以我们要有一些谋略了、哦、
We need to have planning.
我们再看、哥罗西书一章的二十八节。
Let's also turn to Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
哥罗西书一章二十八节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
来，我来请你读好不好？ 不是，我来 请你读好不好、
We'll ask some of you to read.
这样子比较，因为讲久了，大家、就是有一个互动比较好。一章二十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 28.
来，我们请 Joshua, would you please read?In all wisdom,、哦、我们要用诸般的智慧、能够把人完完全全的引到神面前。
We need to present every man perfect in Christ Jesus in all wisdom.
所以对于在找神的人、我们要用智慧把耶稣基督介绍给他。
So for people who are seeking for God, we need to use wisdom to share the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
对于认识耶稣基督的人，我们要跟他讲，这里真的是永生神的家。
Towards people who already know Jesus Christ, we need to share with them that this is the house of God.
我们要跟他讲，在这里真的有很多耶稣基督的爱。
Here,
你身上有很多的恩典。
You will find the love of Jesus Christ, and you will receive blessings.
这里真的有全备的福音。
Here we have the complete gospel.
这里你可以经历到主耶稣基督。
Here you can experience Jesus Christ.
我们要带领他，最后能够进入真理里面来。
We need to lead them completely into the truth.
能够接受耶稣基督。
So they can accept Jesus Christ.
最后他也爱耶稣基督。
That he will eventually love Jesus Christ.
他也能够传扬耶稣基督。
That he will preach Jesus Christ.
最后能够从耶稣基督得赏赐。
And at the end he will receive reward from Jesus Christ.
我们遇到这个人、我们遇到这一群人，我们要看他在哪一个阶段里面，用诸般的智慧把他带到。这里主里面来。
When we meet a person or a group of people, we need to know what level they're at so that we can lead them completely in front of God.
所以我们、真的要用智慧、
We need wisdom.
在做这种先道的计划当中呢，其实有一个最重要的，就是每个教会都应该有祷告小组了。
In planning for our evangelical work, our church needs to have a prayer team.
因为我们刚刚提到的这个先道是很创意性的工作。
We mentioned that evangelical work is a work of creation.
没有祷告神启示，有时候我们不晓得从哪里着手。
Without the inspiration from God through Holy Spirit, we won't know where to start.
我在伯恩教会真的看到一些很会祷告的人。
In Bowen Park Church, I've observed some brothers and sisters who are very good at praying.
尤其带领的人。
Especially the leaders.
我看到一个工人，他很敢要求啊。
There is a worker who requests.
要求大家祷告。
Of everyone to pray.
他后来到另外一个教会去。他本来在那个教会就在职务里面要求说，这个职务会、成员临布道之前、每个职务会成员要进食、祷告、两个月之前要进食祷告。
So this worker would encourage the council members to fast for 2 months before their spiritual convocation.
后来他又搬到另外一个教会去。
When she moves to a different church.
他又要求职务教会职务人员要这样做。
And she requests of the church council to do the same.
他不只是要求而已啊。
Not that she requests.
其实他本身是一个祷告的人。
Not only does she request of the church council members, but she herself is a woman of prayer.
我注意到他参加 NATS 一个礼拜没有吃饭，只有喝水。
I realized that when she attends the NATS, she did not eat the whole week, but only drank water.
真的很有祷告的心啊。
She has the heart of prayer.
你常常跟她讲话，这个人很有智慧。
When you speak to her, you feel that she's wise.
很有慈爱。
Full of kindness.
所以我觉得她到的地方啊，她很会建立祷告组啊，很会用祷告组来团契，把那个爱祷告的人把他聚集在一起。
Wherever she goes, she's able to set up a good prayer team, and she gathers all the people who like to pray together.
所以有时候他去的教会虽然也没有人受洗
Even though there might not be any visitors who become baptized
但是呢我看到因为大家这样祷告整个教会充满平安跟喜乐
But I see that because people are praying a lot more the whole church is filled with joy
真的不一样啊有祷告组真的不一样
It is different when you set up prayer group
我很担心哦就是我很担心到一个教会去的时候我很担心那个教会的祷告很软弱
One thing I worry about when I go to a church and see that they have very weak prayer.
因为祷告软弱代表弟兄姐妹对神不够尊重。
Weak prayer means that the brothers and sisters do not respect God.
最直接的敬拜就是跪下来。
The most direct worship is to kneel down.
是不是这样？
Isn't it?
好，所以我们真的是，至少你，如果你愿意，应该加入祷告组。
If you're willing, please join the prayer team.
那当然，那么有些人他们祷告组，他们是一个月祷告一次了。
Some of the prayer team only prays once a month.
这个就是他们就一个月禁食祷啊，就是一个那个祷告组一个月啊，在教会啊，他们祷告一次这样子禁食祷告。
Some prayer group they will pray together at church once a month and fast.
啊，那有的是在家里面哦，他们约时间祷告了。
Some of them pray at home and they pray together at a specific time.
所以你会看到有祷告会不一样。
You will see the difference if people pray.
我说不一样，不一定一定有人受洗了哈。
That doesn't mean that there will be people who come to baptize.
但是你一定会看到神的恩惠在这个教会里面。
But you see the grace of God in this church.
那再来，我们一定要成立福音组。
Next, we need to set up a gospel team.
如果你的教会还没有福音组。
If your church does not have a gospel team,
真的很难推动福音事工呢。
It will be very difficult to implement the work of
preaching the gospel. 因为福音组哦，他要 maintain 的好，你一定要每个月开会一次。
The gospel team must have meeting once a month to be maintained.
这个开会啊，就是让你的工作可以持续下去的一个动力。
The meeting is to help the group to continue to work.
喜瑞都教会啊，我觉得是不是一两年前开始有福音组？是不是？我不晓得什么时候。
Cerezo Church started having gospel team a few years ago.
我觉得自从他们有福音组之后呢，他们的慕道班就一直的有慕道朋友。
Since then, they have true seekers who would come to attend the true seeker class.
他们福音组不只是讨论问题，他们福音组就是祷告组。
Not only do they discuss about preaching the gospel, but that gospel team is also their prayer team.
所以他们每次讨论完之后呢，他们就祷告一段时间。
After they're done discussing about evangelical work, then they kneel down and pray together for a while.
我们看到说真的，有心哦，神就会推动了。
When we have the heart, then God will work.
神就会工作了哈。我们在这个每个教会也鼓励啊，你在灵恩布道会之前要做很多的预备工作。
We also encourage each church to do a lot of preparation work before the spiritual convocation.
除了祷告之外，
other than prayer,
你要有福音茶会。
We need to have gospel tea fellowship.
那我参加过最好的福音茶会也是在伯恩教会。
The best gospel tea fellowship I've attended is in Baldwin Park.
他们好在哪里呢？
Why is it so good?
他们好在无论是诗颂的时候，或者是讨论的时候，每个弟兄姐妹都很踊跃，把他们生命的见证传出来。
No matter what the program is, including hymn singing or sermons, everyone is so active in sharing their own personal experience.
他们刚开始是20分钟的唱诗。
They will have 20 minutes of hymn singing.
唱诗的时候呢，每个弟兄姐妹选他们最喜欢的，或者是主领的人，就是会把那个生活的见证带出来。
And every time they sing a song, they would share their testimony.
当然有大概有30分钟的福音短讲。
And then there will be a 30-minute short sermon.
当然如果是我讲，我都拖时间了，对不起啊。
Unless it's spoken by me, I'll speak longer.
我说每次都请他们原谅我，我现在越老了越那再来就是他们有一段时间哦，就是讨论。
Then they'll have a period of time for discussion.
那个讨论哦，其实不是讨论问题，是就是见证分享啊。
And actually, during the discussion, people share about their testimonies.
这个也讲主耶稣他怎么得到圣灵，那个也讲他怎么得到圣灵。如果那个主题是得圣灵的话，那个也讲他怎么得到圣灵。
If the topic is about Holy Spirit, then many brothers and sisters will share about how they received the Holy Spirit.
他们不是这个坐下来才圣灵感动说你要讲，不是，他们早就预定好了，你一定要讲哦。那个开会的时候就讲好了，你一定要讲哦。
So they don't sit down and then start thinking about what they're going to share. Instead, they already prepared beforehand.
那你看，你慕道朋友来这么多，好像炸弹一样，一直炸他们呢。Like bombarded, 是不是叫 bombarded?
So the church is bombarded with true seekers?
不是啊，我想说，就是那个话，好像炸弹一样，一直炸这些慕道朋友啊。
So
每个人都炸。
So all their testimonies and sharing of grace are like bomb that bombarded the true seekers.
哦，他听了，哇，原来这个教会真的不一样啊。
And people feel that this church is truly different.
自然而然，他就会觉得有神呢。
Naturally, they will feel God in this church.
所以不是一个人讲，是众人的见证。他们好像众人好像云彩一样的围绕着这些慕道朋友啊。
So it is not that one person is sharing, but this true seeker is surrounded by the clouds of everyone.
所以我们可以做福音茶会了齁。
So we can try doing gospel tea fellowship.
有一年呢, 我觉得Cerritos教会很有意思。
One year, there was something that interests me in Cerritos Church.
他们听我介绍伯恩教会的福音茶会之后, 他们的福音组啊, 这个特别组成一个考察团去那边考察他们怎么做的。
After I share with them about the Baldwin Park Church gospel team, then they have formed a team in Cerritos Church, and they send that team to research in Baldwin Park Church about their gospel tea fellowship.
他们回家就照做了。
And when they went home, they follow suit.
所以我是觉得还是有一些方法我们要计划一下。
So there is some method that we can plan to do.
你们看，我们来看讲义哦。Let's
turn to our
这是这个讲义是从台湾来的。
The handout is from Taiwan.
我觉得他们在台湾的宣道工作做得很活泼。中文的讲义第23页，对不起，英文没有啊。
I'm sorry that we don't have the English handout, but Chinese handout, page 23.
他的方案一就是祷告运动。So
plan number one is to have a prayer.
啊。Prayer
movement.
他们在 感谢主，现在很多教会哦，临布道之前哦，都有很认真祷告。
I thank God that a lot of churches really spend a lot of time praying prior to their spiritual convocation.
这是很好的事情哈。That
is a good practice.
那再来就是他们有这个宣道组，我们已经讲过了。Secondly,
they have a gospel team, which we have mentioned.
那我们也谈过福音茶会了哈。The
third one is a gospel tea fellowship.
我们看二十，这是27页。
Let's turn to page 27.
这边有提到说要成立慕道班。
Here it says we need to set up a true seeker class.
喜瑞都教会啊，每个下午无论传道在不在，他们都有慕道班呢。
In Cerritos Church, they have a true seeker class, no matter whether we have a pastor there or not.
那伯恩教会是在灵恩布道会之前开始有慕道班。
Baldwin Park Church will have truth seeking class prior to the spiritual convocation.
这是我比较认识的教会了哈。And
these are the two churches that I know more about.
那伯恩教会的做法，我觉得值得大家参考。I
think we can look at the way that Baldwin Park Church does the truth seeking class.
他们那个慕道班就是说，就是主要是讲五大教义或者是十大信条。
So the topic is usually the five basic doctrines or the 10 basic beliefs.
那他们是 assign 一个人呢，就准备负责一个主题啊。They
assign one person to talk about one topic.
啊，所以他那个人呢，每次来他都讲那个主题的。So
every time that person comes, he'll talk about that topic.
啊，所以如果随时要有慕道班的话呢，随时有看到有人的话呢，随时都有人可以叫他们过来谈呢。So
if you see any truth seekers that day, you can always pull someone to come and speak about one topic.
这个是不错的方法。This
is a good idea.
那慕道班真的比较可以扎实的把慕道者的那种信仰建立起来。The
true seeker class will be able to slowly build up the faith of the true seeker.
有一个不成文的说法了哈。And
there's a saying.
不成文的 unofficially.
Unofficial saying.
就是没有经过慕道班的不可以给他受洗。That
if you do not go through the true seeker class, you cannot be baptized.
这是不成文的啦，不一定要这样啦。This
is unofficial.
但是真的有慕道班，经过慕道班的会比较稳固一点哦。However,
true seekers who went through this class will have a more solid foundation.
第28页方案第五是举办新受洗童年跟慕道者联谊会。Page
28, the plan for number 5 is to have a fellowship between the newly baptized and also the true seekers.
为什么要有这种联谊会呢?
Why should we have this kind of fellowship?
你有没有注意到很多 朋友都是新受洗带来的。
Have you noticed that a lot of the people who are bringing true seekers are newly baptized?
所以有这样的一个联谊会了。So
if we have this kind of fellowship, it will be beneficial.
这个联谊会他们有一些怎么做的方法都在这里了。They
listed out how to plan for this fellowship.
最主要是要能够彼此认识，建立信心。Basically,
this fellowship is to bond with each other and to help build their faith.
能够继续撒种,
to continue to sow the seeds.
能够兼顾他们的信心,
to build up their faith.
方案六是福音茶会, 我们讲过了。
Plan number 6 is gospel tea fellowship again.
奇怪, 为什么有两个福音茶会? 对不起。 一个是家庭的,
这是家庭的福音茶会。 Family gospel tea fellowship.
所以你福音茶也可以在家里主办。
So you can hold a family's gospel tea fellowship.
其实有时候在家里主办也有它的好处啦。
And there is some benefits to that.
啊，因为家里比较温暖一点。
Because the home is very warm.
那方案七。
Plan six, seven.
是逐家开拓步道。就是 door to door knocking.
Door to door evangelism.
这个圣何塞，我们的 MVP 也做过哈。
We have done that during the MVP last year.
这个要有一点训练。
This takes some training.
那要一点勇气。
And some courage.
这跟摩门教一样的。
This kind of like what Mormon church is doing.
他们就是逐家的去敲门。
You just go to each neighbor and knock at the door.
这个可以试试看。
We can try that too.
那第八个方案是诗歌布道。
Hymnal evangelism.
我还是觉得诗歌布道，那个我在新加坡哈。新加坡听他们听他们诗歌布道，我觉得有个让我们学习的。
When I went to Singapore, I saw that there's something we can learn from their hymnal evangelism.
他们在歌曲跟歌曲当中呢，他们有旁白啊。有一个人在下面旁白。
Song, there is a narrator.
那旁白就是把那个诗歌带出来。
The narrator will speak more about the lyrics of
the song. 把崇拜气氛带出来。
That person will help bring out the atmosphere of worship.
所以拜托一下，你们如果有诗歌布道哈。你们一定要打字幕啦，因为你们唱的有时候我听不懂呢。
So if you
你们唱的诗太新了，我听不懂。
Are hosting hymnal evangelism, please project the lyrics so that everyone will know what you're singing.
因为你其实你们的咬字很清楚啦，哈。
Even though you're good at enunciation,
但是我英文不好啊。
But my English is poor.
所以你打出来我就很感动，哦。
So if you have lyrics out, then I will be touched.
你不打出来，我也是感动的想睡觉。
Otherwise, I will be so moved to sleep.
因为很好听嘛，所以听到就想睡觉这样子。
Because your song is so melodious.
但是不想再唱什么。
But I won't know what you're singing.
所以那个 word 才能够 word 才立，神的道是两刃的利剑，那个道才是立的哈，道才立。
The word is the most important because the word of God is like a double-edged
sword. 所以其实诗歌是 word of words， 是话中是最美的话了。
So music evangelism, or music is the beauty is in its words.
好，再来有一个全方位的多媒体的小诗班布道。
Plan number nine is hymnal evangelism or music evangelism in different media.
这个我想在 Dominica Republic 来说说看。
We can try that in Dominican Republic. 这
怎么做呢？
How do we do that?
比如说，因为车会贵嘛，哈，礼会贵，我们只要选大概四五个就可以了。什么贵？礼会啊， oh. 因为到多米尼加很贵嘛。
Because the flying there is very expensive.
所以我们大概整个有四五个，对不对哈？
So we can only send about 4 to 5 people.
那每个唱的人都要拿麦克风。
And everyone who sings will have a mic.
为什么？
Why?
因为多米尼加人很吵啊，他们的音乐都放很大声，所以你要比大声的。
Because the people there are very loud, so you need to be louder than them.
啊，尤其你只有三四个，你没有一个每一个都拿麦克风啊，人家听不到。
And so without a mic, they won't be able to hear you.
那你就把三四个人都带到公园里面去。
So you bring 3-4 people to the park.
那就是他们边唱边传喽。
You sing and preach.
啊，一个人也要胡言短讲啊，他们自己要胡言短讲啊。
A person will speak a short message.
然后呢，讲西班牙文哦。
You have to speak in Spanish.
这样子应该可以做做看。
We can try something like that.
因为我以前看到台湾他们神学生做过。
I've seen the TTP students in Taiwan who did that.
他们那一组刚好有七八个神学生。
They had 7 or 8 TTP students.
他们就用一个 portable 的音乐箱。
So they brought a portable speaker.
哎，然后出去，然后就他们自己弹自己讲了。
So they play a guitar themselves and sang and.
他们没有吉他，他们就是唱跟讲而已。
They just spoke and sang.
啊，你要吉他也可以啦，我们在室外嘛，哈。哎，这个在室外可以试试看。
So we could try that outdoor.
啊，方案第十。
Plan 10.
在教会内定期月布道。在教会内。定期夜布道
to have monthly evangelical service at church.
Monthly, 对，你说的对 ，evangelical. 这个有时候我读到这个，我都觉得我们美国真的很亏欠。
And I feel that we are very lacking in this.
我们说要夜布道，第一个布道者在哪里？什么夜布道
？So when we talk about evangelical service, I first think about do we even have true seekers?
你怎么每个夜布道呢
？How can we hold this monthly?
但是台湾有些教会他们真的做到夜布道哦。
But in Taiwan, they really did it monthly.
他们真的很积极哦。
They're very proactive.
他们有福音周跟布道周。
they have gospel week or evangelical week.
啊，这个是这个就是像有时候你们 地方教友会做的，像伯恩教友最近才做的，就是举办讲习会啦，用那一周来举办各种不同的讲习训练、
so you,
宣道训练。
You pick a weekend and to have different trainings for evangelical.
啊，谈道的训练啊，陪谈的训练。
And to have trainings for visitor attendant.
那方案十二是怎么样有效的办理灵布道会
？Plan 12, how do we organize a evangelical service effectively？
就是，对，你要。我弟兄姐妹，你们是圣工人员哦，你要我们一定要有个观念哦。This is very important concept 哦，有个观念就是你要知道，灵恩布道会是这个地方教会复兴信仰的唯一两次的时间。
We need to have this concept that evangelical service and spiritual convocation is the two times in the year where we are able to revive our members' faith.
这个是旧约的节期。
This is the Old Testament festival.
你一定要全力以赴把那些迷失的羊带回来。
We need to use this opportunity to invite our lost sheep back.
请大家回来吃宴席啦。
Invite them to come partake in this feast.
然后把宣道工作做好。
To do the work of evangelism.
叫很多的宣传呐。
We need to do a lot of publicity.
很多的 email go out.
A lot of emails going out.
很多的邀约啦，哦。
A lot of invitations.
很多的祷告。
A lot of prayers.
要把它当成大事来办。
You need to think of it as a major event.
那不要忽略它啦。
Do not neglect it.
哦，那你这样会知道你的教会就我们的教会就越来越坚强。
Then you see that your church will grow stronger and stronger.
他们在台湾还办这个医院布道。
In Taiwan, they also have the evangelism at the hospital.
当然，我们这边可以办老人院的布道。
Here we do the recovery center.
他们在台湾还有很多什么喜信同心团呐、啊？你们有听过吗？喜信同心团有没有听过？他们喜信同心营，那他们办同心心活动，哎，很多人来受洗哎。
They also have a Boy Scout evangelism.
他们就是同心来哈，然后。教他们怎么节绳啦，教他们怎么野外求生啦，然后呢，也教他们道理啦。
So, when they have this event, people will come here and they'll teach them, how to be a Boy Scout, as well as they will preach the gospel to them.
啊，真的年轻人哦，到最后很多人，他们长大后来来受洗的也不少。
A lot of these young people became our church member when they grew up.
他们还有很多媒体的广播哦。
We also have radio,
还有电视的广播
and TV broadcast.
所以他们做得很活泼。
They are very active and in doing evangelism.
那有时候我也觉得他们活泼到有时候，对不起，我应该讲吗？想想看。你知道那个宣道是对外界的第一层接触嘛？对不对？哈。
We know that evangelism is our first level of contact with outsiders.
我观察他们的做法，的确是他们做的很多不同的角度都在做了。
I noticed that they evangelize in all aspects.
但是哦，如果你宣道到最后忘了撒种哦，我觉得不是很好。
However, if we evangelize to the extent that we forget to sow the seeds, then that is not good.
这个宣道不是说要吸引人，然后就弄得很花俏，在花俏当中你忘了把种子撒出去，这会失去它的意义。
Evangelism is not just about attracting people to come, but to forget to sow the seeds.
好，所以无论你用什么方法，要记得种子一定要出去，生命的种子一定要出去。
Otherwise, it would defeat its whole purpose. So therefore, whatever evangelical work you do, just make sure you sow the seeds.
那你可以想一想，我们这边可以用什么方法
？So we can think about what we can do in America.
伯恩教会还有一个事情很，我觉得真的做得很好。
I also
对不起，不是因为我是那边的传道了哈。其实我这跟我完全没有关，我怕讲了之后你们有 wrong impression。我去之前他们就这么好了哈。
So、
因为他们不在这里嘛，所以我多讲他们一点了。如果他们在这边，我就少讲，只有一个在，所以没关系。他们的那个 library 他们真的做得很好，他们把全世界好的见证都收集来烧好，而且放在外面。我每次要找慕道朋友要说 我只要拿那些去丢给慕道朋友就可以了。
They collected good sermons around the world and made it available to the whole congregation. So every time when there are visitors coming, I just pick some from the collection and give it to them.
哦，很多美好的见证你都可以在那边找到。
There are a lot of good testimonies that you can find.
所以图书馆哦，其实可以做很多这方面的这种宣道工作。
So our library can help out in the evangelical work in this way.
他们真的是，我们来看一下第四十三页。
Let's turn to page 43.
他们有什么呢
？What do they have？
这是他们的组织表、哦、
This is their organizational chart.
他们有逐家布道小组。
So they have a
door-to-door knocking.
Door-to-door evangelism.
他们有福音协谈小组。
They have gospel planning team.
就是我们的 gospel team 哈、哦。
Gospel team.
他们有慕道班。
They have a true seeker class.
他们有周间探访小组。
They have the weekdays of visitation team.
他们有成人美语班。
They have a
adults English class.
English class.
对对对。这个如果只教英文就没有意思了。
If you're only teaching English, then there's no use.
如果是我的话，我要赶快改成 Bible English class.
For me, I'll change it to Bible English class.
OK, 好。他们有亲子美语班。什么叫亲子？我也不知道啊。他们有校园生命教育。
They have a campus
live education.
Live education.
他们有童军团。
They have the Boy Scout.
他们有医宣的，他们的医生啊，出去宣道的。
They have a doctor's evangelism.
我为什么要介绍这些呢
？Why am I introducing this to you？
就说计划大家在做计划的时候可以更创意一点。
When we are planning for evangelical work in our local church, we could be more creative.
但是呢，要记得你一定要撒种子出去，无论你做什么，一定要种子哦，一定要种子。
But no matter what, you have to remember to sow the seed.
也注意不要太俗化。不要太世俗化。
Remember to not become too worldly in the way that you evangelize.、
有一次我们去回 WDC 啊。
One time I went to the World Delegates Conference.
在台湾呢、啊。
In Taiwan.
对不起，这个可以不要录音吗？讲一些负面。